Welcome to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents.
Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static.
In today's episode, AEP 2018 is officially over. So now what? Get ready. We are about to unpack your next steps. ASG Episode 18, Things to Think About Post-AEP, written by Sarah J. Ruppel. Congratulations! Break out the confetti because you survived AEP. Take a moment to relax, but don't pause for too long. Now's the time to ensure you have a clear way to track your business while continuing to help your clients into the new year. We put together a few tips on how to wrap up your busy season. 1. Organize your AEP book. Start off by reviewing all of your submitted enrollments and make sure your files are in order. Choose a method of organization that will help you easily find the information you need. Next, make sure to enter your AEP business data into a single tracking tool. You can choose from a simple Excel spreadsheet or customer relationship management software, CRM for short. The information built into each record should include enough details to help you know what to expect for commission payout come January. CRMs come in many different formats and price points. These are some of the fields we suggest to include in your personal tracker: full member name, member date of birth, Medicare ID number, member address, member phone number, carrier name, product selected, date the application was signed, date the application was submitted to the carrier, indicator of replacement or new to Medicare, which will determine the amount of commission owed, and the amount of expected commission. 2. Track your AEP business. Once you've organized your book of business, you need to verify that each enrollment has been processed and you are listed as the agent of record. There are a few ways to accomplish this task. Use the carrier broker portal. Some carriers offer an online business tracker. Make sure the information displayed matches the enrollments you've entered into your CRM. If the carrier's tracker is missing any enrollments, then submit an inquiry to the carrier. Many organizations offer an online help desk option, which can save you time. Call the carrier broker support line. If a carrier does not offer an online service, you'll have to call into their broker services department to inquire about each enrollment individually. This process can take a while, so pack some patience and count on waiting. Ritter's MyBiz app. If your MAPD and/or PDP enrollments are submitted directly to Ritter for processing, you can track your enrollments through MyBiz on our website, RitterIM.com. Ritter Carrier Pages. On our website's carrier pages, you'll find links to carrier website and contact information, including help desk numbers. 3. Tracking commissions. January is a busy month for commission payouts, so make sure you don't miss any notifications. Verify that your email and other personal information is on file with Ritter. Use your personal tracker to compare paid policies. Missing commissions? Contact Ritter first and confirm each carrier's process for missing commission inquiries. To help expedite the process, make sure you have access to the following policy information: member name, Medicare ID numbers, date of birth, policy number if available, date of application, and the product selected. Should you need to escalate an issue after attempting to resolve with the carrier for commissions that Ritter does not pay, contact Ritter's broker service unit. They've got additional resources for resolving disputed commissions. For commissions that Ritter pays, always contact Ritter's commissions department with all questions, issues, or disputes. Don't be left in the dark about your own book of business. Take the time now to make sure your files are complete and organized. You'll save yourself time and stress in January by knowing what commission payments you should be expecting. Visit our show notes for the links to Ritter's MyBiz app, our carrier pages, as well as the other links mentioned in this episode, and related articles and podcast episodes. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. If you like what you heard here today, please subscribe to the show. You can do that on Podbean, in iTunes, or on the Apple Podcasts app. While you're there, leave a review and comment. We'd love to hear what you think. It helps us to make the podcast better, filling it with content you can really use, and it's also your chance to get a shout out on the show. Thanks again for listening. See you next episode.